Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the promoter from Mountain View Speedway, Jesse Lowe. Then we'll speak with the winner from Penton, Olivia Gentry, and we'll have a conversation with the winner from Screven, Leighton Sullivan. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out at North Georgia. Skyler Marler got that one. Colby Fountain the same at 441 Speedway. Cars Tour at Cordial. Connor Hall and Tristan McKee with big wins. A big win for Dylan Tidmore at Winder Barrow. Sonoya goes to Matt Dooley. In Florida at Auburndale, it's Colton Bettis. Henry County, the winner is Billy Evans. Langley, Virginia, big trophy to Jacob Derrick. Another win for Peyton Sellers at South Boston. And at Victory Lane at Shenandoah, it's Daniel Silvestri. Fayetteville, North Carolina, how about $50,000 for the Earl Rainey Power Dalton Wilson? Congrats to both of them. Nicholas Bulkeley wins at Caraway. Hickory to Polly Hartwig III. Tyler Lester in Victory Lane at East Lincoln. Harris to Willie Fowler. And Brody Rhodes the win at Southern National. Lakeview, South Carolina to Christian Thomas. Nate Jackson, the checkers at Sumter. Lawrence County, the winner is Mitchell Dickerson. Mark Towell at Cherokee gets the big trophy. And at Dillon, it's Thomas Martucci. Big homie Dalton Cook, a winner at East Alabama Motor Speedway. While at Wartburg, Tennessee, it's Anthony White Jr. And a double for Adam Ogle, Golden Mountain, and I-75. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the promoter from Tennessee's Mountain View Speedway, Jesse Lowe. Hey, Jesse, welcome back to the show. A new hat on the head of a guy that was a winning racer and, real estate guy and now promoter. Mountain View Speedway, where is it at? What kind of track is it? And, such from there. When do you race?
Mountain View Raceway is down in East Tennessee. We're a little quarter mile bull ring, and we're right between all the heart of racing in Tennessee. And we race on Saturday nights. We kind of went to every other weekend schedule this year just to try to give our fans and drivers and just our workers and everybody kind of that weekend off to spend with their family, go to different places. That way, when they come back, everybody's refreshed and got their cars ready to go, and everybody can have the best experience possible.
Sounds like a great place to experience things. Mountain View Speedway and Tennessee promoter Jesse Lowe on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So what is the view from Mountain View, track-wise, and the view, from the grandstands? What will fans see?
Well, one thing that they'll see is one of the best facilities in Tennessee. Kelvin and Susan Hanton took over. It used to be Old Spring City Raceway. They took this over and redone completely everything 5 or 6 years ago. And it has a playground for the kids. It has top-notch concession stands, clean bathrooms. I mean, the grandstands, there's not a bad seat in the house. One of our mottos is, $10 gets you the whole seat, but you only need the edge because the racing there is elbows up, but the racetrack is wide enough that you can race 2 to 3 wide on it. We have all kinds of different classes. We have the limited late models, which are now pushing anywhere from 700 to 750 horsepower. We have the old street stocks. We have front wheel drives. One of my favorite classes of the open wheel modified. We got a slew of things. And then one thing we have that's really cool is we have a beginner's sportsman class and then a beginner's front wheel drive class. We have 8-9-year-old kids out there in front wheel drives that are really learning the correct way to race. And it's just really, really cool to see them grow and how much they flourish throughout the season.
Wow. Sounds like the place to go check out a race when you can take some time to go to Eastern Tennessee from wherever you are in the country. Jesse Lowe on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the promoter of this beautiful racetrack, quarter mile bull ring in Tennessee. Jesse's on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So, Jesse, the driver's seat, now a backseat to doing this as a big part of your life. Why, stop racing, for the most part, to do this? What was the impetus?
Well, honestly, racing I've done it for, this would have been my 22nd season. And it just got to the point where nowadays, if you're going to race and be competitive, it's a full-time job. And, just the engineering and technology and stuff, if you're not putting tons of hours in the shop and always testing and learning, you're just falling behind. And with my real estate journey that I'm on and work and just having a family and stuff, that's just hard to do. And I've always loved helping people and trying to give back to people. And I thought, what a better way than to give back to a mass of people that's always been a huge part of my life. And so to be able to promote a racetrack and go to the local diners and the local stores and give away tickets and talk about racing and see the families come in and give them something to enjoy and just a minute away from reality, from the work week, just to come make memories with their kids and stuff. That's really what it's all about. And I've really put a lot of effort into this. I mean, I was there until midnight last night, just trying to make sure that the facilities and the racing and the racetrack is just the best for everyone. So that way, when they leave, they have a core memory with their friends or their husband and wife, just somebody that they can hold on to for a while.
Jesse Lowe, promoter at Mountain View Speedway, Eastern Tennessee, with us on the profabrication.com hotline. You got me excited about racing, so that makes me hungry. What's in the refreshment stand that we could get hungry for?
Oh, man. Well, I got to give our track props. They have a very great concession stand, but everyone always talks about the walking tacos, or they come and the track favorite is the big, thick fried bologna sandwiches, especially in the summer. You get you a big tomato on there and just chow down. So our concessions is one of the biggest things that draws a lot of people to the racetrack. So I never complain because I like to eat, and I always go make sure I get a snack through the night too.
Mountain View Speedway promoter Jesse Lowe, our friend and racer and guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us, fans. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR Moment with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Now, I'm thinking that your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was him sitting and talking to my granddad. You'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. You know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport. But I think the vision that Bill Sr. had for where the sport could be, Bill Jr. looked at it and said, we're there. Now let's take it someplace different. Bill Jr. had that passion. To the day he passed, he had that passion for this sport.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh from her 602 late model win at Penton Raceway in Alabama, Olivia Gentry Williams. Hi, Olivia. Welcome back to the show. Got the W at the track, and now the W with the name with Williams since you've been on the show. And I saw that you posted your first W as a race driver, as a first W Mrs. Wilson, and it hits differently now. What did you mean, you know, about the differences and such? How does it feel to be Mrs. Williams winning races now?
It's definitely pretty cool. My husband's a big part of our race program and a big part, obviously, of my life. So it's really cool to have him. We've been together 4 years, and he just moved, to Newnan when we got married and things like that. So it's really cool to have him here at home and to be married and have him at the races with us, too, because that's not something that I'm used to, just from the fact that he's been, you know, he worked for Ricky Thornton for the last 4 years and Kyle Bronson before that. So from coming off the Lucas Tour has been a big adjustment and a big part of all of our life.
What does he say about you as a driver? Are you in that same zone when you know things aren't working and you want him to make them work? Do you speak to him like Kyle and Ricky might have?
I definitely don't think so. I definitely don't think I'm going to be speaking to him like Kyle or Ricky. But I mean, I would say I can't really compare to them in any nature.
But you get your point across, right?
Yes, of course. We definitely, thankfully, we have really good communication skills on both ends. And so if we recognize that, hey, we need to make some adjustments here, we can communicate and go from there and get the adjustments made. So he's really good at what he does and at, you know, observing the car and everybody's driving style and making those adjustments from there. So he definitely, I don't have to raise my voice a whole lot with him, but I definitely,
my wife can just look at me and I know I'm in trouble. So I
well, I wouldn't talk to him the way Kyle or Ricky do anyway. So
that's, you know, probably a good thing. And such, Olivia Gentry yeah. Williams, Penton Raceway 602 late model winner, the dirt track there in Alabama. Checking in with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Olivia's cousin, Jody Knowles, winning in the other late model division. Her father, the highest running of the limited motor versus the super powered late models that night. What a family affair. And I got to go back to your husband. 4 years ago, he enters your life. What does he come over and do? Go, I need a shock absorber. I need a tire. How does he walk over and get your attention those 4 years ago? How did you meet?
We actually met at Fairbury. So we were there for the PDC. I was there. I had traveled there with my sister as she was set up selling. She owns Sweet Victory Apparel. So I was there with her and her at the time, her and Chris Ferguson had just started dating and things like that. So I was there with them, and then they came in one night. It was actually one of the like prelim nights before the features started at PDC. And so they had like the band going and stuff like that. We were hanging out. And so, yeah, he just walked up. We started talking and the rest is history. As they say, we never stopped. So,
well, congratulations to both of you. Olivia Gentry Williams, not only winning at Penton Raceway last weekend in the 602 late model, but also in the recent months getting married, pretty fun times there. What was the race like at Penton last weekend, so we can at least act like we're talking racing instead of just the new married life here? What was did you lead from the start? You have to work through some traffic. How were things out there?
We got to the track and it actually had rained for probably a good 45 minutes to an hour when we first arrived. So we went ahead and unloaded everything and We're taking a look at track conditions, and actually Penn Raceway, my hat's off to all the track staff there. They did a phenomenal job with the racetrack. I know they didn't have the best conditions to work with the rain, but the track conditions were really good. It was not rough at all. The dirt was smooth as silk, but it was muddy, you know, and quick. So went out and qualified on the pole. We did hot lap qualify there, so that was, you know, it's always interesting. You never know what you're going to get. And then started the feature, obviously, from the pole, and were able to get the lead from the start. And we had a couple lap cars as far as that goes, but I think we even went caution-free. So just a good night, and whenever it's your lucky night, it's your lucky night. So we were able to just, you know, take the lead and go from there.
Yeah, well, I know luck is a part of it, but wheeling it with all the skill. Olivia Gentry Williams taking the 602 late model win at Penton Raceway. Definitely one that she earned, and earned staying up front after qualifying in hot lap qualifying on the pole. Lots going on in your racing world. Where can folks keep up with you on the internet so they can follow where you go racing next?
Yeah, I probably don't do as good of a job as I should when posting about racing. Half the time, I don't even know where we're going until the week of, just because of our schedule. I sell real estate, so sometimes it's hard to know what's going on with work schedules and making sure people can see the properties they need to see. So I don't really probably do the best job, but you can check out my Facebook on Olivia Gentry Realtor. That's going to be my probably the best source of information there.
Perfect. We got to leave
Instagram
it
there too.
Olivia Gentry Realtor, Olivia Gentry Williams, race winner at Penton Raceway, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, will be right back with more.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR is back in Music City with a new name, the Cracker Barrel 400. Guitars, fast cars, and the comfort of Cracker Barrel's country hospitality, May 30th through June 1st. The action kicks off Friday night at Nashville Super Speedway with the Rackley Roofing 200. Then the Tennessee Lottery 250 on Saturday. And Sunday night, NASCAR's top stars under the lights in the Cracker Barrel 400. Get your tickets now at NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, I'm PRN's Alexis Eric. Want to listen to PRN anywhere you go? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to live race broadcasts and have on-demand access to your favorite shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, Garage Pass, and PRN's At the Track. Download today to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available on Apple App Store and Google Play. Find more information at goprn.com.
Every weekend, right here.
Start your engines!
Welcome to Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown. Alongside the NASCAR legend, we're Charlie Nibby.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought they were going to lose their girls to Carl Edwards. have you ever seen Carl Edwards? When he first came around, I didn't know he had a shirt because he never seemed to have one on.
He can't even bait a hook.
It's Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown with Charlie and Nibby.
Out. Always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of the Crate Racing USA $10,000 victory at Screven Motorsports Complex, Leighton Sullivan on the line. Hey, Leighton, welcome back to the show. And the crowd on their feet and stuff and the lights and all, Victory Lane. And up comes one of my favorite announcers to interview you there in Victory Lane. What's it like, you know, seeing Cody Early coming at you there? You knew you were doing good when, you know, Cody's coming at you with that perfect hair and then asking you questions in Victory Lane. How was that moment?
Man, it was pretty cool. And I just want to say thank you for letting me come back on the show. It's been a while. But, yeah, it was cool to get to talk to Cody. I had never got to meet him before, and he seems like a super nice guy. I didn't know he was the announcer for the Crate Racing USA Series. He does a really good job. It was pretty cool. It was kind of a surreal moment. You know, we've been trying to get us a big one for a while, and glad it finally happened.
Well, he got it done. Leighton Sullivan, Crate Racing USA, $10,000 winner at the famed Screven Motorsports Complex in Georgia, taking the victory last weekend. I saw Jay Davis on Facebook saying that you really had to put it on him, you know, towards the last lap or so, battling with guys like Ben Faircloth and Jeremy Steele. What move made the race victory so possible?
Well, we kept having restarts with like five to go. We had one, and then we had like three or four with like a green white checkered. And I kept trying to top, and I had good runs on Ben, and couldn't really do nothing with him coming off two, and I would kind of lose it off of four. But we still was keeping our momentum up, and if I could have had the green a couple more laps, I think we would have got him anyways. But I think his crew finally told him to move up the last restart. And so I shot the bottom and slid him and raced back to the checker that way, and just glad it worked out the way we needed it to, really. We caught a couple breaks in that race, and because I fell back early and just had to work my way back to the front row on the restart and did what we needed to do and got the win.
Well, he sure did. Leighton Sullivan taking the Crate Racing USA $10,000 victory at Screven Motorsports Complex over the last weekend. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. I understand you use ProFabrication headers. They help you with this victory?
Yeah, Andrew's been good to us over the years. He's actually got a set of ours still up there. We need to go get from him. But yeah, we had them on this week, and they definitely gave us the power we need to get up on the top and get our win.
Well, he sure did. He put his foot to it and let those ProFabrication headers roar to victory. Leighton Sullivan, our guest, $10,000 Crate Racing USA winner at Screven. And your car is one that I always take a double take on. The Hamrix logo on the side reminds me of early days of Chris Madden and other famous drivers. What's it like having that brand on the side of your car and the other sponsors you have?
It's pretty cool. You know, Kelly Hammer with Hammer Gaffney has been a big help to Rambo for a long time, and he's helped us get to where we are today. And just like Swiftco Motorsports, you know, they helped Rambo for a long time. Monty and Brent Dixon, and they're still on the car. And Norman Nichols with Nichols Plumbing and SCP Trucking, you know, these are people that we rely on greatly just to get to the racetrack. You know, I mean, it's got so expensive that you have to have good people behind you helping you get there, just like Service Transport Enterprises, you know, Wayne Puckett, they help us get our tires and stuff to the racetrack. And, you know, just like that, like, I mean, we couldn't do it without them. You know, I got Gus Simpson also, and Turkey Towing, and Little Boys Trucking, and Crow's Customs, Palmetto Group General Contractors, Mark Tudor Race Shop. He's been a great help. And we've had Big A's Custom Graphics since I started racing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't do it without those guys.
Got to have Big A involved, and got to have a wheelman, though, like our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Leighton Sullivan, taking the victory at the Crate Racing USA. $10,000 coming out of Screven. You mentioned Rambo Dennis, Rambo Franklin, the team owner and all. How's he doing? What did he say to you after, he got you, pulled in there to victory lane?
Oh, well, I mean, he hadn't really said nothing after the race, but I think he's proud. And he did say when we were pulling in into the racetrack, he was like, you know, this used to be my house. You know, I own this place because he won a ton down there. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know. And I'm just glad we could get one, too, and continue the tradition of winning there.
Well, just make sure that it was his house, but it's your check for winning the 10,000. Dennis, I love you.
That's right.
You know, Dennis Rambo, Franklin's driver, Leighton Sullivan on the profabrication.com hotline. Back in the day when he was running out here at the summer shootout, he told me in Victory Lane one end of a season, I'm selling my race car and going dirt racing, following in the likes of Jonathan Davenport and later on Carson Ferguson, who are also legends drivers. What's the transition been like, and this journey now getting a real mile marker on it for this big victory?
Well, it's here as of late, ever since, you know, Rambo got sick and stuff, it's been different, because when I started driving for him, I took the risk and I quit my job, actually. So this is what I do full time now. You know, I'm at the shop every day, working on stuff, just maintaining and working on the hauler or whatever we need to do. And so this is what I do full time now. So it's more important to me now. I mean, it's always been important, but, you know, I respect the sport of racing a lot. It's what I've always wanted to do, and I feel like I'm living a dream right now, really.
Well, it sure sounds like it. Leighton Sullivan, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, $10,000 winner in Crate Racing USA, driving for, you know, the famous Dennis Rambo Franklin. What's it like having Rambo fans come up to you as the new guy? Are they accepting you? Are you cool now with the Rambo crowd?
I like to think so. You know, every time, it seems like when we race at Gaffney, there's always so many people around the trailer and stuff still coming up and supporting. And we got to get us some T-shirts so we can give the fans something to wear out and support us too. We just hadn't quite made it that far yet.
Where can we follow Leighton Sullivan on social media so we can know when to get those T-shirts?
Just my Facebook page, just Leighton Sullivan at Facebook. And whenever we get some, I'll post them out there first thing and be ready to roll.
Well, the first thing that crossed the finish line down at Screven last weekend for the $10,000 Crate Racing USA race was our guest, Leighton Sullivan, taking the win down there, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, plenty of grassroots racing all across the country. Get out and support grassroots racing, and of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on X. Happy Easter weekend. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at HuntBrothersPizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.